From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There were explosions in Baghdad late today in the area of the U.S. compound. An army spokesman said 3 to 4 mortar shells struck, but there was no immediate word on damage or casualties. Earlier, a blast in the southern city of Basra killed at least 4 Iraqi civilians. The top U.S. military commander in Iraq today said the military is prepared to use all available combat power to defeat those behind the attacks against soldiers and Iraqi civilians. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez told reporters that a tougher approach is exactly what's needed to fight the insurgents. From Baghdad, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
More than 6 months after major hostilities were declared over by President Bush, General Sanchez answered a reporter's question with a frank assessment of how things stand today.
Is the war getting worse? Well, I think we've got to be realistic when you see a trend line that goes from 5 to 6 attacks in the May time frame to an average of about 30 attacks in the last 30 days. It's unmistakable that the numbers of engagements per day are increasing. And they've gone to remote tactics by the use of rockets and mortars so that they don't engage our forces.
Another day, another list of fatalities in Iraq, this time mainly Iraqis themselves. A car bomb in the southern city of Basra scattered body parts across the morning rush hour traffic, and a roadside blast near a court building in Baghdad left 2 Iraqi policemen and 2 prisoners wounded. In the town of Haditha, northwest of the capital, rioters set the mayor's office on fire. They were protesting what they said was the killing of an Iraqi girl during a raid by U.S. troops. In Baghdad, Iraqi police joined with the military to seize an ambulance that officials said was outfitted with explosives. In the wake of the recent U.S. bombing raids in the hostile towns of Fallujah and Tikrit, U.S. General John Abizaid, commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East and a fluent Arabic speaker, met with tribal and religious leaders in the region. Sanchez says his message was clear. If you don't rein in those behind the attacks, the military will step in. And not lightly.
It is absolutely crystal clear to us that in the areas where the enemy is attacking us, there are Iraqis that clearly know who these elements are, where they're operating from, and we need to get started working together to solve this problem.
Sanchez was asked what General Abizaid meant by the possible use of drastic measures.
Yes, sir. Drastic would be defined as the application of all combat power that is available to us to defeat the enemy. Not a single tool that we have available would be spared if necessary to defeat that enemy.
Sanchez said all attacks would be precise and intelligence-driven, but he acknowledged that the military is still working with insufficient intelligence about who the attackers are and how they're organized. He said the number of foreign fighters probably doesn't exceed a couple of hundred, and added that interrogations had yet to yield a definitive link to al-Qaeda. Sanchez stopped short of saying the insurgents had a nationwide organization, but he said some signs pointed in that direction.
When you see a concerted effort to intimidate police across the country, when you see demonstrations that are pro-Saddam in various parts of the country, that at least tells us that there's some sort of intent.
The question for many Iraqis is what the U.S. military intends to do next, as top American official Paul Bremer abruptly returned to Washington for what was described as a decision-making meeting. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.